Hey, I'm Mary DeMuth, and this is Pray Every Day, where I pray you through the Bible, verse by verse. Hey, if you could rate the podcast in iTunes or Stitcher, that would be a really amazing favor that you could do for me. You can rate it up to 5 stars, and if you even have a little bit more verbosity in your life and you have some sentences that you would like to write, feel free. That would just really help the podcast get more and more discovered by other folks. We're over 100,000 downloads now. 100,000 prayers have gone out all over the world, and I'm super grateful for that. Right now, we're reading in James chapter 2 from the NET version, New English Translation, verses 14 through 19, and it says this: "What good is it, my brothers and sisters, if someone claims to have faith but does not have works? Can this kind of faith save him? If a brother or sister is poorly clothed and lacks daily food, and one of you says to them, 'Go in peace, keep warm and eat well,' but you do not give them what the body needs, what good is it? So also faith, if it does not have works, is dead, being by itself. But someone will say, 'You have faith and I have works. Show me your faith without works, and I will show you faith by my works.' You believe that God is one, well and good. Even the demons believe that and tremble with fear." Mind if I pray for you? Lord, as I spent some time reading through Romans for a very long period of time and really digesting that message, I learned how important trust and belief was. That it's really everything. We have to trust and believe in your mighty work on the cross, Jesus. And that is desperately important. Without faith, we cannot please you. We must believe that you are a rewarder of those who seek you. So faith is definitely extremely important. But then there's something that happens after faith. Once we meet you, then we can't help but be this tree rooted to the ground, rooted in Scripture, who produces great fruit. And that fruit is the works that we do. And so, Lord, if there is someone out there who says a lot of words but has no works or has no fruit, then we would wonder if they've had an experience, a transformational experience with you. And likewise, if we look at our own lives and all we see is nothing, no fruit, no nothing, how can we say that we've actually had an encounter with you? Now, Lord, I don't know everybody's heart. I don't know who is in and who is out, so to speak. Only you know that, and I'm grateful that I don't have to know that. But you have warned us here in this scripture that we will basically know. We will know by other people's works whether they are walking with you or not. Lord, the demons believe that you are one, the triune God. This is a really important belief about you. God in one, in three persons, a person of the Trinity, the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit. The demons believe that. They actually have belief, but their works are destruction. They never bowed the knee to you. I don't know if demons have knees, but they never did worship you. They never did bow down before you. So their works are rotten. And so, Lord, help us to have discernment in the church of those people who are perhaps masquerading as Christ followers, but inwardly are ravenous wolves. Help us to understand that this is a reality, not just in the first century church or the second century church or the third century church or through all the Salem witch trials, which were kind of a crazy thing, or throughout some of this burning at the stake, Lord, that this is something that happens today, that there are people out there who name your name, which I believe is taking your name in vain. They name your name, but they don't really know you. They name your name because it gives them clout, but they don't know you. They name your name, but they walk on by those people who are poorly clothed and lack daily food. And Lord, forgive us for doing that as well. Forgive us when we have neglected our brothers and sisters for the sake of building our own kingdoms or just not wanting to be inconvenienced by others. Jesus, you, when you walk this earth, you inconvenienced yourself all the time. You deprived yourself of sleep sometimes. You kept walking through villages one after another, people begging to see you, climbing into trees, wanting to touch the hem of your gown. You came to serve the very people who would crucify you. So Jesus, thank you for that. You had a kind of faith in your Father. You watched what he was doing and then you did it. You had works. And because you had works, we could believe in that. And then ultimately your greatest work was your death and your resurrection. And so we trust in you because of your works. We have faith in you because of your works. So help us to emulate you and live in a similar way. I pray all this in your beautiful name, Jesus. Amen. Thank you so much for listening to Pray Every Day. I really appreciate you. If I could, I'd do a little dance for you, just because I am struck today at how beautifully loved you are by your Savior. You are so loved. You are so cared for. And I know there are days and times and weeks and months maybe when a depressive thought keeps you from believing that. But the steadfast truth is this: God is for you. He is not against you. He sees you and He loves you.